night with John from Hemorrhage, the only fucking band that tours and plays in their bus. They don't need a venue.
That's when you have one.
For sure. Yeah, John, thanks. Greatly appreciate you, you know, taking time out of your day to come hang out and just shoot the shit so we can learn a little bit more about the band and plans for the band.
Oh yeah, dude. Yeah, let's get it started, dude. Get it cracking.
Fuck. Hell yeah. So how did Hemorrhage start originally, I think?
It started in my when I was in high school in the late 2000s. I just like found passion for it, you know, like I got interested in it, and then like I went to Africa and then helping to build a school. After that, like they would have drum circles every night, and that got me really into music, because I really like how it was kind of community based out there, and the freedom of expression type stuff.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
So how'd you meet the other guys in the band?
I met Toby. He's the one that draws most of the stuff, and like he's the second guitarist. I met him actually, me and him tied on the top of the art competition. That's my earliest memory with him. And from then on, I was like, I have a feeling I'm gonna be working with this guy for a long time.
Right on.
And now we're here. Yeah, and Ron, our drummer, he just joined in like 3-4 years ago. Hang on, he was a neighbor. He was in other local bands in the area. They would always like play like kind of like they would almost like play bigger shows, and for some reason like his band would quit. So we kind of just joined this alliance, and then we get a fucking, this is all we know what to do, is maybe this is what we can do, or like in the long run kind of thing, you know?
Hell yeah.
So it worked out.
Yeah. You know, a few like-minded individuals coming together, having this collective that's going to go out and just take over the world, really.
Yeah. We are very lucky that we met each other and like we're doing this. Because like otherwise, like we would have been like working with other people that like kind of not in it all the way, you know, and we were all dedicated. So
yeah,
really works out.
Hell yeah. So the first album came out, is it 2018, right?
I think 2015. The second album came out in 2018.
Okay.
And then the EP that we came out was like 2022, maybe.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Okay. Yeah. So as far as physical copies for the albums, are you guys doing CDs, vinyl, tape, like what everyone's kind of doing right now?
We're doing CDs again. We have some vinyls, but they didn't really do well. I don't think like the reality is like a lot of bands order vinyls and they don't really sell it out. So a lot of them kind of just get shelved by the band itself. So I don't think that's a good investment right now. But CDs, we have our own like duplicator and our own machines, and like we screen print everything. So like, yeah, that's all we got. And most of our music is available on our website.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. You guys do all the art. Do you guys do you do the screen printing for all your...
You do screen printing, yeah. And we have pretty much all everything that we do. The only thing we outsource is like our recordings, because we don't trust ourselves to record our own stuff. We want an outsider hearing our stuff.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Well,
yeah.
So take me through the process. You guys decide like, hey, we're going to go play this place tonight, or, you know, in 2 weeks, this show's going on. We're going to go do that. What's your day look like leading up to this show?
Oh, dude, like our day is super simple. It's like if we're in the Bay Area, we're just staying at home. I just look at I just Google what's going on that week. And then we're like, hey, this is what's going on this week. By the way, which one did you get? What's the one I do? And they go like, all of them. I was like, cool, let's do all of them. and then I would tell the we talk about the guys to the guys like, Oh, there's this really cool show happening in LA or like whatever. We should fucking go out and play. We could have just chased like where all the big shows are and where all the cool stuff is, because us pulling up after is another topping on the whole night, you know?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, it is. Who doesn't want to go to a show, leave, and have another show on your way out, you know?
Yeah. And that way we're like, since we're playing almost every night, we're getting better as a band.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're getting tighter and tighter. So like 6 months from now, we're gonna be even better than where we are now. So
Just in
kind of
time
cool.
for some of those big fucking shows to come see you guys.
Yeah, it's like you know how like in wrestling when they won the Royal Rumble, now it's the road to WrestleMania.
Yeah.
That no, we won the Royal Rumble, and this is our WrestleMania, these events. So it's like it's really cool. Like it's we've never opened up for a big band locally, and then there's another reason why we started doing the bus thing, because we felt like there's a lot of like politics involved in the scene, and like we're just like, you know, fuck all that. Let's fucking have our own venue. We'll just pull out outside where all the coolest shows are. Let's just win the people over. And it's been a really fun process since.
Yeah, it looks like you guys have really won over just a shitload of people.
Yeah, it's just like I think it's the freedom of expression, you know, or like it's just like we've done something like not a lot of people has done, or like just changed the game kind of thing, you know. So it's really cool.
Yeah, it's nice. I followed the journey for a couple of years now, and it seems like you guys, you know, it started, you guys would have a couple of people outside the bus, and now I feel like there's so many people that just surround the bus and they're ready for you after a show.
Yeah, it was like a long process that like we didn't know what was gonna work. We just took a risk doing it,
Yeah.
and we just played over and over again till like we got good, and like we fine-tuned everything, and now we don't even think we're good enough. We want to be better. It's just like the saying.
I was gonna say that I feel like as an artist or a musician, that's always that process, right? Like, okay, we got better, but we can still be better yet, you know?
Oh yeah, definitely. We want to rock out to like a sea of people, you know,
Hell yeah.
and we're gonna be better that way sonically, equipment wise, and like all the other factors to be in average to like bring it out there, you
Hell
know.
yeah.
But it's really a really been fun journey for us. We're like super grateful, like with all the ups and downs, and just like we're still here.
Yeah, so it's really cool from an outsider's perspective to watch anyone, you know, whatever they're doing to really carve their own path, 'cause you know, if we look back historically at music as a whole, right? Like the bands that are legendary have always carved their own path.
Yeah.
You know, look at,
Yeah.
you know, you've got Black Sabbath and Ozzy. They did such dark, doomy shit, and it was totally different from everything else you heard. And then, you know, Metallica getting out there, Slayer getting out there, and we rented a
Yeah.
fucking U-Haul and did it. And now it's like, ah, look at those fucking people.
Yeah. Yeah, we feel like we're like kind of carving our own way. And the fact that we don't have to stress over about anything else besides our music and our like presence and like our thing, like it's way more fun. Because I remember when I was touring like regularly, I would like hit up promoters, plan all the ABC, and then like they won't respond, and then like shows would get canceled. We just go like we're free. And we don't have to be anywhere at a specific time. We can take our time, enjoy the view, enjoy food and all that stuff, rather than like have to load in early in the morning and like go to a town, stay in the venue, be out of there by 2 a.m. You know, we're
Yeah.
just there for like an hour.
Yeah. Pull up, play, we're out of here, you know?
Yeah.
That's
So
for
it'd be really interesting to like, you know, when we start playing bigger shows. Or like started playing national tours is like it'd be a weird environment for us.
Yeah, but it like you say, start to play national tours. I feel like you guys are on that cusp, right? You're getting ready to
Yeah.
do a run, I think, down to Texas and back. Is that right?
Yeah.
So you guys are doing that, and then obviously you've got Louder Than Life and Aftershock coming up, which,
Yeah.
you
Wow.
know.
Just hearing that out loud.
Yeah.
That sounds fun. Sounds
Well, I
like a
know.
good time.
And how fucking cool is it that you guys are playing the event that Slayer's reuniting, you know, one of the events, or
Know.
actually two of the events, right?
That's super cool. And like Slipknot's there, you know, some of the bands I grew up listening to.
Yeah.
It's something that when I was in high school, I was going to Mayhem Fest, and I would tell my friends, it's like, dude, one day we're gonna be like, you know? And now it's like, it's happening.
Yeah.
It's trippy.
What day are
Yeah.
you guys playing at Louder Than Life?
I think we're playing Saturday
Okay.
and Friday at Aftershock.
Right
And
on.
it's another cool thing, too. We're going on tour on the way there and tour on the way back. So it's gonna be a 4 week thing. You know, we're gonna hit up Riot Fest, Furnace Fest, and anything else in between, and then we'll be at Aftershock, our hometown area, and then call it a year, maybe make a record or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you can't just call it a year after that. You got to make a record.
It will be super tight by then too. So
Yeah.
that's another thing I'm looking forward to, is like, I love recording after a tour because we're like are on our best shape, and we got some, like, we wrote some pretty good songs the last couple ones. We're just crafting them and maybe play them here and there, but we're excited to make a new record, and I think it's time we built the enough support and like a crowd or a following to like make those things happen.
Yeah, I agree. I think the people that are behind you right now are they're diehard because you're absolutely carving your own path and they want to see you guys succeed. You know, so let's
Yeah,
I'd love to
it's
see
like
some.
an underdog or like
Yeah.
Rocky or something.
Yeah, the Cinderella story almost, you know. Like, I lost my fucking shoe. Okay, well, you're gonna be a big, you know. All right. So that's good shit.
It's pretty cool, and then we get to meet a lot of cool people too along the way, you know,
Hell yeah.
like not even bands, just regular people that we like cross paths because we're playing on the street. Yeah, it's been like really awesome.
Well, some of the best people, right? You meet when you least expect it.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, I've met, I'd say, the majority of the people that I consider family, I've met through music, right?
Yeah, for
We
sure.
met at a show or because of a band, and they're, you know, not even musicians. They're just fans too, which is, God, it's
Yeah.
fucking awesome. It's a community that sees no race, no religion. You know, there's like no one gives a shit
Yeah,
about.
man, that's the cool thing about like going to concerts is like that too.
Yeah.
You're there to like experience something. Doesn't matter what genre it is.
Yeah. It's fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
So,
And then we pull up after those events.
and give more fucking memory. Yeah. Yeah, that's good shit. What, so as far as the year, like obviously you guys are it seems like best year yet, right? What do you
Yeah, it's
guys
getting.
go
What
ahead.
do we want? Oh, it feels like it's getting better every year.
Yeah.
It's really cool. Like last year, what we thought it was a really good year. We did like our first like Midwest run. We went viral at when we were at Riot Fest, and then like we just had a great time. And this year, oh, we're actually playing like big festivals,
Yeah.
you know. So
Yeah, that's
we'll
really
see how it
cool.
goes.
Yeah. So what do you hope, like, as far as all the performances you guys have in the works for the year, what do you hope comes of any of it?
Like, you know, just the band to be bigger, you know, like to become like a like legit like full-time job. I'm not doing anything else on the side. That would be like the goal for me, and then
Okay.
travel the world, And then yeah, just be like hemorrhage the place out, you know. That, I mean, it's pretty simple. Like I don't care about like the if I'm in a magazine or whatever, you know, those things were like or just whatever to me. But as long as I get to play the music and be covered at home, I don't have to pay rent all crazy like that, I'll be happy.
Hell yeah. Yeah, that would be fucking cool. You can't take your bus like over to Japan or anything, though. I think that'd be a little expensive.
Yeah, well, we don't worry about that kind of stuff because like we can build one anywhere we want.
There you go.
And the only thing that the only hurdle we pr probably have is like switching the voltage of like when we power things up. So like I think in Europe it's a different voltage that they use. So like that means we have to get equipment that matches that voltage. You
Well,
know.
I think like over in Europe, I don't know if it's different voltage or just different connections.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, you know what I'm talking about, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, but well, once we figure it out, we'll fucking rock and roll it, you know? Like, that'll be
Yeah.
really cool. It's a lot easier to get a bus like outside of the country. I feel like it's like getting a bus out here, it's super hard, and you cannot, as a regular person, you cannot buy a shuttle bus. You
Oh,
have to
really?
have a transportation business. That's why a lot of people that own shuttle buses, they usually bought it from like from a city or like a transportation service.
Yeah. I never
Yeah,
I never even
fun
saw,
fact. Yeah.
yeah, I never
Yeah.
thought about that, right?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like out here there's little shuttle buses kind of available everywhere.
Yeah. But they're all used. They all have high mileage.
Oh yeah.
That's why there's so many available out there, because every 10, maybe 10,000 or 10 years or whatever goes first, they replace those buses, and then there's people like me to buy them.
Redo it. So what's that
Yeah.
when you get a new bus, 'cause I know you guys just got a new bus 'cause you had an accident,
Yeah.
right?
So actually, the first but we had 3 buses so far. So the first one got in an accident. The second one just crapped out because we were touring so much. And this is the third one now. Yeah.
Okay. So
Yeah.
when you get a bus, what all do you do to it to make it ready for like show
We
worthy?
got we take everything out. We take everything out, put paddings on it, load our equipment, and then load up merch. It's really easy. Like it's like half a day because we have everything already. Like this new bus, it took us less than a week to clear everything out and like set it up and get ready for a show. Like we literally bought the bus on a Sunday, and by Saturday we were on the road to LA to play a show.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. It's just like the coming up with the money if it's like if it's too expensive or something like that. That's the only hard part, you know. This
Right.
were Being a small business is like you feel everything. You don't have like
Yeah.
that much like leeway when it comes to like getting yourself self-sustainable. Yeah,
Yeah.
because like
Oh.
you're everything is just fixed like in a certain way.
Yeah, you're
Yeah.
like you have very small margins on everything. So if
Yeah.
something changes, you're like, oh, damn.
Yeah. And
Yeah.
then like just like any concert industry too, it's like it goes up and down. You know, like the winter is like really bad. You know, there's like no shows or whatever.
Yeah.
And then it picks up again, and then yeah, and then it dies down again.
What's what it, it's probably picking up for you guys right now, huh?
Oh yeah, it picked up really fast after because not the music convention. That's the first thing we do, which is
Nam.
the beginning of the year. And then like we just like cruise through the whole year.
Right on. What out of all the places you guys have pulled up and played, what do you feel has been the most memorable for the band?
There's a lot to begin with, but the very very first really cool show that we played is like when we first tour our first very first tour of the first bus. No, that's a lot of firsts. So we were going to LA. It's our first time there, and then it was on a Monday night, and we just posted 24 hours before then that we will be at a certain spot. And from we pulled up, and there's like 100 to like 200 people over there.
Oh shit.
You were like, holy shit. Like, I have footages from that show because all our shows are filmed. It's just like there, but there's such so many. We played like over 400 shows, and there's so almost 80% of them are filmed, and that's one of them for sure. Maybe one day when we're like the band gets a little bit bigger, we'll like show that video.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had two angles and everything, so it was kind of cool. Yeah, and it was a wild show. We played our set twice or
Oh,
three times
and
because we had a short set.
the cops didn't like try to stop you and kick you out.
No, there's a video of like the cops were there. They just passed by. Yeah, it was pretty wild. It was super cool. That's like we love LA for that. Like they're the first town that gave us real love out of everybody. So.
Hell yeah. So when you guys pull up like in LA, the cops are like, yeah, whatever.
It depends. Depends on the situation. Like, if we're playing stadiums, they do show up eventually or sometimes. But for the most part, we don't really get stopped like that because we're in and out really fast. And our set is pretty short. And then there's a lot of people surrounding us, so you can't really like stop it. You know?
That's
And then
funny.
like I feel like it's when the cop shows up and they try to stop it, it escalates the situation more against them.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so do you guys, obviously you guys are playing a stage at Louder Than Life and at Aftershock. Do you have
Yeah.
plans to like play after?
We
Like in
cannot confirm or deny that at the moment.
Okay.
Because we gotta read the contract again, see if like if there, we don't want to step
Yeah.
on nobody's toes, you know. We just got into the door, so we don't know. That would be cool
Okay.
though.
Yeah, that would be
I think
cool.
it would be really cool.
Well, especially if you guys park, at Louder Than Life, parking lot's really close. Like, and as people are leaving, they walk right
Yeah.
by the parking lot. If you guys had a close parking spot, I bet you could just sit in the parking spot and play, because there are people that, as you're leaving, they're set up playing, just like,
Yeah.
like, okay.
That's crazy. Yeah. Yeah, that'd be cool. We'll see how it goes, you know.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna do this tour first, and then we'll worry about
Yeah.
that later.
Yeah.
Because this tour is, I feel like this tour is a little bit just being overshadowed because we're playing those
That's
festivals,
fair.
but I think it's still gonna be fun, you
Yeah.
know. It's just now like we have a goal in mind, you know, like a North Star.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it. So
Yeah.
let's focus on the tour, right? What,
Yeah.
when do you guys leave? Do you guys leave this month or is it next month?
Yeah, we're leaving on Tuesday, Monday or Tuesday. Yeah, because Monday is gonna be in Berkeley. We're pretty much gonna go home after that. And then like we'll get up in the morning and go to LA, Arizona, Texas, New Mexico, and back. It's gonna be fun.
Hell yeah.
We're excited. The guys from Musical Waste started following us on their IG page, so
Hell
that
yeah.
could mean something.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
Every little bit, right? Everyone that follows is
Yeah.
another help. So, obviously when you guys play like this tour, are you doing all bus shows the whole run?
Yes. Yeah, we'll get
Okay.
into just bus shows and enjoy it. Yeah, I can't wait for Texas though, because like I was in Texas in October, with my wife and my kid, and it was really nice. I had a really good time, and this time I get to be there with the band, so it'd
Yeah.
be way more awesome.
Where'd you and the wife and go and the kid go to go in Texas?
We went to Austin and Dallas and Waco, We did like touristy stuff. We did like we went to the Dr. Pepper factory, I think.
Okay.
We did some Texas chainsaw spots,
Hell yeah.
like the house. And then what else did we do? And then like the Cadillac Ranch. That was really cool.
Oh yeah. So
Yeah.
I think the where they're all standing up and you can spray paint them.
Yeah, that's why the tour poster is the Cadillac Ranch with a hemorrhage. Kind of
Right
full
on.
circle.
Yeah.
Because I was there. It was like I was in Texas last year, and I was like, damn, we gotta go tour. And then now it's happening.
Shit, we were too. We
What's up?
did. So I took my family. We went. I live in Kentucky. We drove out through like Illinois, Missouri, Colorado.
Oh, nice. That's all we did.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And when we swung back through, we stopped in Amarillo and did the Cadillac
Amarillo Ranch.
Ranch. Did you guys go to the Big Texan while you were there?
No, I did not. I don't think so.
Well, so it's a steak restaurant, and they have a challenge that's eat a 72-ounce
Oh,
steak and a baked
I like
potato.
steaks though. That's
Yeah.
cool.
Yeah,
Did
I
you
was
do
like, no, it was
it? Yeah, that's
it
crazy.
72 ounce, like I like
How
to think
long?
you got an hour.
Oh, well, no, I can't do it.
No, it's a steak, a baked potato, a shrimp cocktail, and a roll and a salad.
Maybe like if I'm like 5 times the size of myself right now, I'll probably do
Or ha haven't
it.
eaten in 2 or 3 days, just like
Man, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Is it good steak though? Did it look good?
I mean, it's the challenge is a sirloin. So if you like sirloin, it's good. And then they've got so many cuts of steak. I think they have a ranch themselves.
Oh, those kind of places.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. It's like $100 steak or something.
Oh yeah, it was pretty cool. But that 72-ounce steak challenge is only $72.
Well, it's sirloin steak.
Yeah, but shit, even going to some of these other places, you get a sirloin, like an 8-ounce sirloin. They're like, yeah, $20. You're like, what?
Things are going up. But
Yeah.
like I like being out in your area because it's cheaper there.
That's, yeah.
I really like Tennessee.
Oh yeah.
So we super cheap there. And then like we're at Knoxville, we had a really good time. That's where we met the Black Dahlia Murder guys. They came out when after we played their show.
Hell yeah.
There's a music town too. I went to like what was that place? The what's their main city called?
Nashville.
In Tennessee, Nashville. Yeah, we were in Nashville. We played there a bunch, like just on the street,
Yeah.
because we were just bored. We were just passing by, and we had a really good time. It a lot of bachelorette parties happening
Oh,
there.
yeah. Yeah, lots of them. And that's did you guys play right down on like Broadway with all the
Yeah,
country
something like
places?
that. There weren't a lot of people there. It was just kind of like we just hit that town. I think we were coming off from Illinois, like that whole Terror Fest. So because we played early and we were
Yeah.
like, oh shit, like Smashing Pumpkins is in like Nashville that night. We should go pull up. Well, we didn't make it to their show because it took us forever to get there. Because like there was this river that we had to cross. And the boat would cross through and to pick your car up, and then like you get, well, like we were riding a bus, so they said no, we can't go through that, so we had to go around the river.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so it pushed us back like a couple hours, but like, well, we're just like fuck it, we just hang out in Nashville, I guess. And
Yeah.
then, yeah, I think we pulled up after like a Nevermore show or something. There
Okay.
was a show there somewhere. It was like at a warehouse. We pulled up, and then we made enough money that night and just like hung out in Nashville and like went to get to the hotel or something. It
Right
was
on.
fun. Yeah,
Yeah. So did Nevermore play at like Marathon Music Works?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, it was back in September.
That's a cool venue. Nashville's got a lot of really cool venues to see shows.
Yeah, it was like and the people were super nice. You know? Like the security guards of the venue were just like, you wrap it up, but finish up. You know?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I met some really cool people too. We were hanging out outside the venue for like a good 30 minutes to an hour just talking to people.
Right on. So that's how, so you guys, when you stop and play, you make your money from just selling merch.
Yeah, and then people, we have a tip jar, people tip. It's like busking, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just the whole for say pretty much the formula, and then people hire us for like private parties here and there. Yeah, well, but we're pushing enough merch to like we're comfortable.
Right on.
Yeah.
How so at a typical night when you guys pull up, how many shirts and how much merch do you think you sell?
Pretty good. Like, the highest that we went was like 1500 for like being there for an hour.
Hell yeah.
And then the lowest probably like 400, 500 or something.
Damn, that's pretty good.
It's not bad, right? And then
No.
hotel is like 60, food 100, gas 200 maybe.
Yeah.
You
Yeah,
know.
shit. Like
Chilling. We're chilling.
doing what you want to do, and you don't have a venue saying you have to be here at this time and you have to leave at this time. You're just like, yeah, we'll just play here.
Yeah, it's very relaxed. It's cool.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. And
Do you
then like what's up?
go ahead.
Oh, and now we're our following is growing, so that's helping out a lot, you know. We have a lot of online sales
Good.
too. And then we have a screen printing shop that we screen print from for other people. And then what else do we do? And then one of us do graphic work. He creates logos and stuff like that.
Okay. Is that Toby?
Yeah.
Okay. That's cool. So everything's in-house. You guys are growing, which is fucking fantastic. Fantastic. And like you mentioned, you're essentially busking on a national level, you know,
Yeah,
like,
pretty much.
yeah, do.
It happens to be metal music or hardcore or however you want to call it, you know.
Yeah.
It's not like a pop sensation kind of thing. It
Right.
was just like straight from the fucking underground, bro.
Right. And that, but that's, you know, the, I feel like the underground music, those are the people who are gonna support the most. Because they want to see you really just, they want to see you take off and do exactly what you're doing, right? You got this run, you're getting ready to start. How, which is like, how long, how many days are you playing?
It's 2 weeks, I think. Yeah. For the 4th to the 16th. So, yeah, roughly around 2 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
That'll be cool as shit.
It's gonna be cool because like you said, like the guy from Baseball Waste started following us. And that's how usually like leads to something. That's how we end up being friends with some of our favorite bands.
Yeah. Is that
You know.
which one, Ryan?
The singer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
T Buzz.
Yeah, T-Buds.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. So we I don't know, we probably get to go into the shows here and there too.
Yeah,
And
well.
we make friends with the venues as well when we're out on the road. So,
Smart.
and like whenever we want to come back, we can play there if we want to.
Hell yeah. That's real smart 'cause you're again, you're carving your own path. Like, okay, I don't have to call anyone to book this first tour, you know, or this first
Yeah.
couple of tours, and then eventually they're going to be calling you, going, "Hey, we want you guys to come play."
Yeah, it's actually gonna happen when we start going to Louder Than Life. We met like some really cool people there that venue owners there. So we're just gonna like hit them up and then like you know we get anything available. And if not, we'll play outside and it's still gonna be a good time. So
Hell yeah. Yeah. Oh, darn. You don't have anything. We'll make it. Don't worry. We got you. And they're, you know, obviously going, you know, at that time, almost all of those bands are going to be doing the same thing.
Yeah, they are. So that's why we had a good time last time we were there, because Hatebreed and the Black Dahlia Murder was like intertwining tours, so we kind of just like, oh, went to, and then like Lamb of God was around too, so like we intertwined with some of them. Like we would play like two shows in one night,
Hell
because
yeah.
like other what's what we love about that area, you guys' area, is like it's easy to drive anywhere. In the West Coast, it takes forever to get somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah,
So
that's actually one reason why I really like Louisville, 'cause if we want to go to Nashville, we're 2.5 hours away. We go to Cincinnati, it's 1.5 hours. Indianapolis is 2 hours. St. Louis, Chicago, both about 4 hours. Detroit, 5 hours. Everything's super, super close.
it's great. Yeah. And then you get to like a long stretch in Iowa to Kansas City. It's a pretty long stretch. There's nothing in between. Well, they're both really beautiful areas.
Yeah.
I really like Kansas City. It looks very clean, very futuristic looking.
Yeah, I don't rem like when we drove through, I don't think I felt the same way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I
Or
felt.
maybe I was in. We were in the downtown area though.
Yeah.
We were like where the stadium is.
Okay.
Yeah, it looks brand new.
Yeah, I don't really remember. I don't think we were downtown. We probably drove like on the outside, and I was like,
Yes.
huh, this reminds me of what Detroit used to look like 20 years ago.
Huh. The you know what? Let can I can see that happening. We were on a rush when we got there though. I was just like focused. I didn't like look. Next thing I know, we stopped in Iowa, somewhere in the middle of Iowa, to like next thing I know, we were there because we were rushing to go play a show somewhere, but
Oh
we
yeah.
missed it.
Ah,
So
damn.
like straight up, when we got there, we're just like, oh, I guess we're gonna get a hotel then. Like, and then the hotel was like, it looks very new, and it was really dark too, so I probably
Yeah.
didn't see it.
No, they've probably done a lot. I'd say over the last few years, obviously the Chiefs have been doing really good, which
Yeah.
brings in a lot of money for the city.
Oh, is
You
that
know.
how that works?
Yeah,
If a
some.
team, if a team wins, they bring money to the city.
Well, it's like what happens with the team, right? If a
Oh.
team's winning, people are buying more merch,
Yeah.
which
That's
brings
right.
a,
That's right. Oh, in terms of that, yes.
yep,
Yeah,
which is
definitely.
great. Like, I say that like I know, I don't know, I
Yeah.
just assume
I mean,
that's how it flows, kind of.
the bar business probably making a killing if they're doing well.
Hell yeah. Yeah, I remember when the Detroit Lions went 0-16 on their last game, the this bar was like, if they what was it? I don't remember if either if they win or if they lose, like everyone gets free drinks. So everyone piled into the bar, and of course they lost. And like,
A good run though. Pretty,
this year they did really good, yeah, which is it's the best they've done in over 60 years.
yeah, for sure.
You know.
It's crazy how like things like that in sports happen. Like, I remember growing up watching sports, basketball specifically. Like, some teams I would never see them in a million years be like in the playoffs, like
Yeah.
the Sacramento Kings or something like that.
Yeah.
It's like, what? Yeah, the playoffs.
So my cousin lives out in San Fran. She might actually be in Oakland.
Okay.
But they're always going to like Golden State games.
Yeah.
I'm like, Sherry, are you having enough fun like ripping and running? She's like, yeah, we're here with drinks. I'm like, okay, have fun.
Yeah. The stadium's not that cool, too.
You don't think so?
No, it's too steep for like the crowd, I think. They probably have terrible acoustics there. Because of it, it's too steep.
Yeah.
The seats are pretty small the higher you go up. I've been in there once.
So probably a lot like I think like most arenas, right? Like
Yeah.
they build up okay, and then they're like, we got to fit more people, so let's just build a wall and put seats off it.
Yeah, something like that. But you know what's a cool stadium is the about the SoFi Stadium.
Okay.
The one in LA is new. This is where Metallica played.
Yeah.
That's a cool venue.
They did 2 nights there, I think.
Yeah, we did 2 nights there too. It was good. It was a great time. And one night, a fan actually had a box. There's another cool thing about what we're doing, because like he just came up to us and like, "Hey, you guys want to go to a show, to the Metallica show in L.A.?" And then he has like the private little box things in
Hell
the
yeah.
VIP area. And we're like, "Hell yeah, we want to go there!" Like we get to, like it was a bottle service, catering. It was pretty cool.
Hell yeah.
It felt very VIP.
Well, maybe later in the year you guys just go and follow Pantera and Metallica around.
We were gonna do the Seattle one for sure. Yeah,
Hell yeah.
we're gonna do Seattle. We haven't been there in a while. I think we're gonna be there in May as well. We just haven't like kind of sat down and like talk about going there yet.
Yeah. I bet Seattle probably takes to you guys pretty well, huh?
Yeah, we were there on our first bus. We did like a tour there. We didn't like crash any shows. We just did it ourselves. Yeah, like people showed up. It was really cool.
Hell yeah.
Yeah,
What?
and then we were playing like three shows a day. And the documentary that we have out was from that tour, so
Okay.
it was kind of cool to see. Like we're still using like combo amps, and like it's a very primitive version of like what we have now. And
So
it
it,
was already cool then. It
yeah,
kept getting cooler.
super early on. So where can people see the documentary?
It's on YouTube,
Okay.
under Shibby Pictures. I think it's in our link tree as well.
Okay.
If you go to our profile, link and bio type stuff.
Rock and roll. Lincoln
Yeah.
bio type stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna have to go watch that because I've not seen it.
Oh man, it's cool, man. Like, yeah, it won an award in like at the film festival in Sweden or something.
Shit, yeah.
We weren't even there. So it's kind of funny.
That's freaking cool. You're like, oh,
Yeah.
we're worldwide,
Yeah.
you know?
Yeah, it's weird. It's cool though, because like there's if you feel like we're the still same people, we still hang out and do the same shit. And just now like we're just it's more fun because like there's more people into it with us now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it helps. It definitely helps like further the cause. You know, you got
Yeah.
more people are going to buy shirts, which is going to afford you to get to, another place and do another thing and
Yeah.
disrupt another show,
Yeah.
whatever that is,
Yeah.
you know.
Yeah. It's been fun.
So your wife has been supportive of you doing all this.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. We have a very healthy relationship, because I still hustle, do
Yeah.
my own thing. And as long as like I have my stuff covered and everything is okay with the house and I can be on the road, because like when we got together, it was like the band is non-negotiable. I was like, I gotta do this for the rest of my life. Yeah, so
Yeah.
yeah, it's very hard to I'm very lucky that I found somebody like that,
For sure. It's funny. I feel the same about my wife, right? Because I do all kinds of wild shit. I took off for like a week and was like, hey, I'm gonna go follow this band. And she's like, okay, have fun. See ya. I'm like, all right, do do do
That's
do.
cool, man. Which
So how
band was it?
well, one time I went and followed Extinction AD,
Oh, that's cool, man.
and then another time I went and followed, actually a couple of times I went and followed Battlecross.
Oh, Battlecross guys. Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember them.
Yeah, I love those
Sure.
dudes.
Yeah. Is he still around?
I mean, they went on an indefinite hiatus. The last show they
Okay.
played was in December of 22, I think.
Okay. Yeah, because I remember them. I think they opened for Metallica, didn't they? Or something.
Oh, they played the Orion Fest with Metallica.
Yeah. I remember that name. We
Yep.
were just like, bastards. I
Yeah.
hope to be there one day. Now we're here.
Yeah, and they had a lot going for them, and I think for them, they're a little bit older. I think they're all like late 30s, early 40s.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, the whole family, and they got, a couple of them got tired of being away from home, and this.
It we do it regularly. It happens, man. I
Yeah.
can imagine. And that's why we're very fortunate with what we're doing. It's like we only gonna go on tour for like 3 weeks tops at a time.
Yeah.
We're not gonna drive ourselves insane to like be on the road like that. I don't think it's healthy.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I think it's different for everyone, right? There are some bands like, there's some bands out there that they flourish when they're on the road for, you know, 8, 9 months in a row. But, you know, I think most people, if spending that much time on the road, you know, obviously you go out for 3 or 4 weeks, you come home for a week, you go out for 3 or 4 weeks, and like you do that all year. Shit, what's home? Well, the van or bus or whatever is home, you know.
Yeah, I can see that.
Makes it tough.
We've met some people on the road. It's like, damn, like that's all they knew too, you know? So, and then like I've been in state of mind. Like, I feel like if I'm not on the road, I have to get a regular job. I don't want to do that, you know?
Yeah.
Like, and you get a downward spiral, you know? Cool thing, we have our own business here, kind
Yeah.
of covering that. So that's kind of cool.
Well, that's what a lot of I think a lot of musicians do, right? Is when they're not on the road, they figure out what they can do, you know, as like their own business when they're home.
You have to, man. That's the only way to survive. Because the music business is not the most lucrative in general.
Right.
You just really have to like have really a business mindset to like really survive. But like the weird thing about that, why do you have to be on that mindset all the time?
Right.
You know?
Well, you know, I think that's, you know, a lot of people, I'm going to say a lot of younger bands, they go, oh man, we want to be full time. What we need to do is we need to find a label who's going to sign us. Well, shit. Now you're giving away more than half of your money, you know, to get a little bit of support. I think the way you guys are doing it is the way it should be done. I was talking with Jimmy Bauer, and he was explaining what I Hate God did. So they record their own stuff, they own everything, and they just license the music out to labels to press and run it.
That's cool. That's a really cool situation, actually. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Probably something noted today for sure.
Well,
I started thinking about
it's a
that.
lot smarter, right? Because I feel that more bands should be DIY and, you know, do things themselves and own everything rather than giving away all this money to someone who's, you know, going to come and just say, yep, well, you've got to get out and play more. We've, you know,
There's
we,
always a reason.
yeah.
The an excuse.
Yep.
I think hopefully we're inspiring other bands to become independent, because this is the thing that we always wanted to do. And then like the control of our creative side and our business side is just a perfect like combination, because like anyone can really do it, you
Yeah.
know, just gotta learn how to do it, and or at least learn about the business a little bit. You know, that was a cool thing about when we're starting our screen printing shop. We learned about the business and how things work, so that rubbed off on like how we make decisions in our band, and how it taught us patience. That is a big key. Like, you know, it's gonna happen. You know, it's just you have to work for it.
Yeah, you absolutely do. So is it the band that owns the screen printing shop, or is it like just a couple of the guys?
It's mainly me and the guy Toby, the guy that
Okay.
draws,
Yep.
and then the band is the three of us.
Yep.
So it's just a two band operation, and then we got plenty of enough work for us to come around, kind of thing.
Right on. Well, that's cool. It's a good way to like sustain and make your own schedule.
Yeah, and then now like the band is getting more popular, so our online sales are going up, so we're printing less and less for other people.
Hell yeah.
So yeah, but you know, it goes. It's a process,
Yeah.
and we're like, we know where it's going. It's gonna take some time. We're not gonna be worrying about if I'm not gonna make it or not. You know what I
Yeah.
mean?
No, you guys got a lot going on. I think it's, I think it's great, and you're doing it right. You've got the screen printing, which is obviously bringing in money and giving you the freedom to do the other things that you're doing.
Yeah.
When you guys like head out, how much merch are you taking with you?
Yeah, it's an ongoing process. But this run, we're gonna bring about like 20 smalls, 30 mediums, 60 largest, 60 X largest. Like I say, like about like 400 or 500 items, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah. No, that's just too much. Maybe like 2 or 3 items. 300 items.
I feel like you
Yeah.
guys would sell out of that pretty quick, though.
Yeah, but that's the only amount of merch we got, space in the bus.
Ah, that's fair.
So yeah, so we compensate that too. And hoodies take space. We brought a bunch of hoodies this run. And then like the long sleeves t-shirts with the side prints, those are like they're thicker when you fold them, so like they take more space. Like all those little details we have to worry about too.
Yeah. Well,
Yeah,
and it's extra weight, so it's gonna cost you more gas so hopefully you guys sell them all out really quick and can at least save the gas from carrying them.
the bus that we got is pretty good gas. Which is really cool. We're spending 25 less than we were spending on gas last on compared to the last one.
Okay.
So that saves up a lot of stats, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Every little bit. So
Yeah.
when do you guys like when you go out to play, do you throw up a QR code so someone can just like
Sorry, can you
scan?
say this? Sorry, can you
Oh,
say that again? Maybe
yeah.
the airports will up.
When you guys go play out, do you throw up like a piece of paper with a QR code where they can scan it and either donate or link to your online shop so they can go buy something online from you?
Lately we haven't been doing that, but in the beginning we did it a lot. But now like we don't even have a sign on the side of the bus anymore. Like people just kind of just know.
Yeah.
But this run, since we're like going out of state, somewhere we haven't been in a while, we are gonna do QR codes again.
Cool.
Yeah.
Every gas station you stop at, go in the bathroom and put a sticker with a QR code up.
Yeah, oh that's a good idea. We'll probably do that.
All right, here I am. I'm full of ideas.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, you said when you like go out to do, you're going to do Riot Fest and Louder Than Life and then back to, I almost said Alcatraz, but
Aftershock. Yeah.
yeah. What's that? Is your plan to play every night on the way out there and the way back?
Yeah, because we're really kind of perfecting our craft as much as we can before we get to those big stages. So we're gonna try to play out maybe twice a day just to get it, you know. We won't be super tight when we get there. We wanna be like the best band that day,
Hell
kind of
yeah.
thing. Like when I remember going to festivals when Ozfest or Mayhem Fest like was happening. I remember specifically remember seeing bands that they played in the earlier slot on that day and they blew up a couple of years later. We want to be one of those bands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, shit, honestly, I don't even think you guys need the festivals. You guys are already blowing up,
Thanks, man. Yeah. It's just cool, you know, kind of just like full circle that like, you know, we're making this much chaos outside. Like, you know, like we're not pulling no strings. We just want to be who we are. and we're gonna be there. And that was the best part, that they it wasn't like, oh, I know the booking agents for this band that can you lead you this and that, like straight up, like their team hit us up.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, so I think that's like a more of a bigger win for me personally and for the band, because like we didn't have to like network,
Right.
you know.
Well, so I'll say you guys are networking without really networking. You're getting out there and making a splash, which is turning people's heads to look. And they're like, oh, we got to get them to come play.
Yeah, that was the formula that we came out when we first started the bus. That was like the clear like game plan vision, like how do we get, just winning the people is the only thing we need to worry about.
Yeah. So
And
do you know, like, do you know what stage you're playing on at Louder Than Life and Aftershock?
we didn't go to those details yet.
Okay.
We just got the press release and all that. But like hopefully it's one of the small stages, because like I said, when I went to the festival, my first like couple of metal festivals that I went to, those stages really mattered, those second stage.
Well,
And
they
then those second stage people became the top, the on like the main stage.
yeah.
Like we want that journey to like prove ourselves every step of the way to get there.
Well, I'm gonna say you guys are already proving yourself, right? You're working harder than probably 80% of the bands out there. You
Yeah,
know,
wow. Well, thanks.
which is, I mean, that's the reality. That's what I see from the, you know, from the outside. And I think that you guys will probably play what the smaller stage. So like Louder Than Life, how it's set up, you've got like two main stages, and then you've got two like semi main stages in the back. So last year before last, I think like Meshuggah headlined one, and then Body Count headlined the other, the ones in the back. And then they've got a huge bar that has a little tiny stage in it. And then right across from the bar is this stage I think you guys are gonna play at. And it's in a really good spot. Everyone's gotta walk by it.
We just gonna be good, tight, and like fucking ready to rock and roll.
Hell yeah. You just gotta have a crazy show. That's it. Someone out there throwing water at everyone or something.
We'll see. Or it's like, you know, like we're excited for it, because like I said, we never opened up for a national act in our hometown, so just like having this one as the first one, it's
Yeah.
like fuck yeah. And we didn't pull no strings, we just did it.
But again, right? You created the splash, which is making everyone go, okay, like they're doing something. We need to be a part of it, which is, you know, I think a lot of bands could take a, you know, a cue from you guys and say, okay, we're gonna, instead of relying on other people to help make it happen for us, we're gonna do it ourselves.
This, you know, this is what it is, you know. It's fun, and just being the, maybe we might be the first one just to admit that we're an independent artist
Yeah.
as a metal band, you know. Be like, this is the stuff, like in rap it happens a lot, and then just being inspired by those guys, and then like I took it to like a different genre of music and did the same impact. That'd be really cool.
Yeah. Oh, it would, I think it would be really awesome because you're right. You know, we look at people like Tech N9ne or Master P, right? Or hell, even Snoop Dogg buying like Death Row now. You know, creating his own thing. It's awesome. There's not been, I don't think there's been many metal people who have done it all on
Yeah,
their own.
no, I don't think so. So like we're aiming for that. That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
You know, we're like the Tech N9ne of our genre or
Hell yeah.
something. Yeah.
Hell yeah. Well, John, I'm not going to keep you all night. I
Oh, yeah.
greatly appreciate you taking some time to come and bullshit with me. Let's connect about Ladder Than Life here in a couple of
Yeah, for
months.
sure. Hell
And
yeah. Thank you, man. I appreciate that a
yeah,
lot.
you're welcome, dude. We'll I don't know. We'll figure something out. And
Yeah.
God, I wish you guys the most success.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Hell
Oh,
yeah.
yeah.
Have a
Thank
great
you.
day, dude.
Oh, yeah.
See ya.